It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are by New Orleans poet Peter Cooley. The poems appear in an essay in Louisiana Literature out of Southeastern Louisiana University. The title of the essay, How Katrina Made Me Into a New Orleanian. The first poem, I see a city in tears. And he said unto me, What do you see? Then I answered, I see a city in darkness. And he said, That will not do. Answer me. Then I said, I see a city in tears, abomination of desolation, bodies of the drowned afloat in back streets, graves of the dead buried above, ground sprung open and skeletons whole and in pieces set out to decimate the morning light. And he said, That is better, but what else? Then I answered, My words are little, poor. Why do you persecute me to write this, I who lost so little, I who was spared, who drove home to find his house, staring back with eyes none of which had a single crack, nor its head to suffer, but black rain which rose before him in the blazing noon, unscathed. Therefore, why should I try to speak? And the voice, which will not let me go, voice standing beside me in my torment, my jubilations, all my days before, spoke again, merely repeating, What else? In the second poem by Peter Cooley, from the essay How Katrina Made Me Into a New Orleanian, is entitled The Third Heaven. Because the spirit too knows loneliness, disasters happen in the universe, and someone like myself, smallest of men, finds grace, a nimbus on the wall at noon. After the hurricane, I drove back home from hiding out safely inside a church. I saw downed oaks squashed across roof on roof or telephone wires. Coming down my street, I saw abandoned dogs joined in a pack, scrounging the garbage cans. I saw my house. Nothing looked different but some scattered leaves across the front walk, purple, blue, and gold. I knew I never had seen leaves before. I picked up one the color of the sky. I held it while I opened the front door, but I was blinded. I had a second sight. Inside, no lights, no water, but just sun. Everything just as God imagined it, for me to understand my human need of the material. Nothing, everything was essential where I was standing now. Only one thing was clear. Someone was in the room. Someone larger than rooms and hurricanes. Someone who shone brighter than any sun. There was no word for this except the one familiar to us all, deliverance. What I was standing in I would call light, but it was brighter. I had my third sight. Now, 5 years later, I still have changing sight.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.